This is the Better Than Before Betrayal podcast, episode number 75, Dailies. Have you or someone you know experienced betrayal from a husband's pornography use, sexually compulsive behaviors, or other forms of infidelity? Hi, I'm Ruthie. I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a life coach certified through the Life Coach School. In this podcast, I will share my experience of growth and healing as I have learned tools and concepts to help me take responsibility for my own happiness, find peace, confidence, and become a stronger version of myself. Come with me and let me show you how to have a life that is better than before betrayal. Hello, friends. I'm so glad that you are joining me today. I'm going to talk about a great tool for recovery today, and it is a tool that can be used by both the betrayed and the betrayer for recovery. So in the world of addiction recovery, this tool has helped many on the path of healing. This tool is dailies. Have you heard of them? I heard about them at the ARP or Addiction Recovery Program support meetings. And they are also used in the addiction recovery meetings as well. Dailies are daily practices of self-care and habits that can benefit us on many levels. Routines that are powerful in reaching goals. Dailies can help us with our self-image. Self-image is so damaged by addiction, by the user's choice habits that don't align with their values. And self-image can be damaged with experiencing betrayal. Either way, our self-esteem can take a big hit. So I'll tell you now that I practiced dailies for years before my husband's affair, when I went to specialized therapy for betrayal trauma after discovering his affair. My therapist asked me about my self-care habits. As I described the things that I did, my dailies, she told me that she could see how these tools had helped me. Now, I learned these tools after I learned about my husband's earlier betrayal. Many of them I had a habit of doing earlier in my life. As I realized how important they were, I worked to make them stronger habits as part of my recovery from my husband's affair and that trauma. I'm sure this information is nothing that you haven't heard before, and maybe you are already doing some of them, or even all of them, and that is great. Some of you may think that self-care is selfish. I know that I did at times, and I really wrestled with that idea. And I did it anyway, because I really felt that it was important. I think that the idea of self-care being selfish is something that was implied culturally and also outright taught. And I do believe that this idea of self-care being selfish is an idea that Satan wants us to believe. And I also believe it can be selfish. Only you know your heart, you and the Lord, that is. And self-care is crucial to our healing. So here they are. Your dailies. You decide what each of them looks like in your life. Okay? There are five areas. So one for each finger of your hand. There's physical, spiritual, social, intellectual or mental, and emotional. Have you heard of these ideas? I hope so. And have you made a plan to implement them into your life? That's the question. How's that going for you? Would you like to change anything? Or are you needing time to recommit the things that you have done? You'd like to recommit to doing them again. So the idea is that you do something in each of these areas every day. It's well-rounded self-care. And remember, you decide what each thing will be. You decide how much time to spend each day on each thing. I'll share some ideas to help you get your creative juices flowing. And hopefully you can use some of my ideas, or even better, you are sparked with an idea of your own. Either way, it's all good. So let's take them one at a time. Again, you make your own choice of what you will do in each area. Of course, you can do multiple things in each area as you choose. Be careful not to exclude any that don't appeal to you. That could be avoidance. And that's a part of being human, so don't judge yourself for it. I know that I avoid some of them. And that's my work to do. Just see if you can find a way to meet each area in a way you enjoy. Remember, they're all important, and I'm not going to rank them in any particular order. First, we'll talk about physical. There are a lot of things you can do for yourself physically that are very important for your healing. You must take care of your body in order to be healthy. And the beautiful thing about taking care of some of these areas is that they flow into other areas. So physical dailies could be exercise or some type of movement that you enjoy. Walking, running, dancing, resistance training, weightlifting, cycling, rowing, CrossFit, yoga, Pilates, swimming, hiking, Taekwondo. So many things that you can do for exercise and movement. Sorry if I didn't mention your thing, but you know your thing. Or try something new. Sleep is another thing that is so important to your physical and to your mental health. And that is something that I have struggled with for years due to kids, dogs, and trauma. Thankfully, I am sleeping better now than I have in decades. So make sure you're getting enough sleep. And if you struggle in this area, this may be the one you want to focus on right now to make efforts to improve your sleep. Another physical area could be nutrition. Also important, taking care of your physical body. And it can be challenging to eat well in many stages of our lives. And trauma can throw it into a whole new level. There can be undereating, overeating, and that's just not healthy. So something as simple as making a plan of what you're going to eat each day can help you to do this. Is nutrition an area you'd like to focus on for physical care? I know I told you to choose only one area, one thing in each area. However, it would be beneficial to have each of these physical areas of movement, sleep, and nutrition incorporated into your life for brain and body health. Choose one at a time to focus on. The next area is spiritual. Prayer, scripture study, listening to general conference talks, reading good books, a mindfulness practice. Lots of ways you can feed your spirit every day. What other ways do you feed your spirit? Decide what works for you daily. When, where, and how you do it and for how long, it's all up to you. Social is the next area. So phone a friend. Get out and laugh. Do not self-isolate. This is contradictory to your healing, even for us introverts. You can go to a support meeting. You can reach out or check in with your support person. Serve or minister to someone. Discover what you need socially. We're all different, introverts and extroverts. We need a different amount of sociality. We need varying levels of that social interaction. And we all need some to ward against that self-imposed isolation that we tend to hide behind with betrayal trauma. Okay, intellectual and mental. Learn something new. Challenge your mind. And this can be in your work, in your career. You can do puzzles, listen to podcasts, read a book, write a book, learn about addiction. The more you know, the better you will understand your husband. Get a coach to learn new skills for living intentionally. Take a class. Do a crossword puzzle. Learn a new language. There are so many ways that we can learn something new every day. Emotional is our next area. Lots of ways to give yourself emotionally every day. All of the things mentioned earlier can help with your emotional health. And there are lots of self-care benefits for your emotional health. More ideas for this are journaling, therapy, of course, support groups, coaching, of course, thought downloads. You can set a timer each day for 3 or 5 or 8 minutes to feel your feelings. Many of us have to train ourselves to be aware of our feelings, to identify them, to name them. I know this was a real challenge for me in the beginning. I wasn't accustomed to acknowledging my emotions. So practicing daily to name emotions can really help. So did you come up with some ideas that you want to implement into your daily routine? I can't possibly come up with all the ways. What did you come up with? What do you want to implement? I also invite you to share this with your husband. Do you know if he has heard of dailies? Ask him if he's heard of dailies as a tool for healing. He may have in a support meeting or therapy. Have a discussion about it. He can share the idea with his and his group meetings or group therapies or just anybody, friends that he knows that are also on a healing journey. Anyone, really. This is a tool for anyone that wants to be healthy. We'll all benefit from having more intentional use of our time. Your husband will definitely benefit from having a more intentional use of his time. Structure and routines are great for recovery. And if this sounds like too much to put on your already full plate, I'd like you to think of ways to combine these areas. There are a ton of opportunities for overlap. So here are a few of my ideas. You can combine physical with social by walking or working out with a friend. A group fitness class can be social even if you go by yourself. You can combine intellectual and physical by listening to an audiobook or podcast while you walk or exercise. Talking to a supportive friend on a walk combines physical and emotional too. Physical and intellectual can be combined by learning about nutrition and applying what you learn into your eating plan. Taking a class can combine intellectual with social. Attending a fireside or scripture study group can be social and spiritual. Gardening combines movement and mental health when you learn about plants and what they need. You can also bring in physical aspects if you're growing vegetables that you eat. So you've got the movement and the nutrition. The combinations really are endless. What combinations can you come up with that will work for you? So dailies are doing something every day in each of these areas: physical, spiritual, social, intellectual and or mental, and emotional. Dailies really are an important tool for healing and growth, and just for life, really. Don't get overwhelmed by the list. You can actually look at the things you do in your life already. You may find that you're doing some of them. Maybe you're doing all of them. If you aren't doing any of these things, look a little closer. You probably are and just don't see it. Now, and I don't know if I need to mention this, but social media does not count for social, just so you know. Needs to be more of a conversation, a face-to-face, telephone, even texting still, but not social media. Now, if you truly don't see that you're doing any of these things, or you see which ones you're missing, please start small. Don't try to do too much too soon. You can literally spend 2, 3, 5 minutes on something to begin with. And don't tell yourself that 2 or 3 or 5 minutes won't make a difference, because it will. Start small. If you want to improve your nutrition, start with one meal. Look at what you eat for breakfast or lunch and just change one meal at a time. I eat basically the same thing every day for breakfast, and I can eat the same thing for lunch all week. I'm okay with that. If you need more variety, you could just come up with several ideas and rotate them. Meal prep can really help to make meals quick to grab on busy days. But just knowing what you want to eat and having the ingredients there will be a great way to implement eating better and taking care of yourself that way. So I invite you to use this tool of dailies to see how it can help you. We all know that by small and simple things, great things come to pass. These dailies are drops of oil in your lamp that can improve your life. It really is true. Small things can make a huge difference in your life. And you know I'm going to say it. Dailies have been a part of making my life better than before betrayal. And I invite you to see how they can do the same for you. I'm so happy to share this tool with you today. Try it out and watch for the small and beautiful changes. If you have questions, schedule a free chat with me and get on my waiting list for coaching. Right now, I'm offering 6 sessions of free coaching. So come and try it out if you're ready. Come get on my wait list for that. I would love to work with you and help you in any way I can. Thanks again for spending a bit of your day with me today, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining me. I hope that what I have shared today is helpful and hope-filled for you. If you know someone that would find this podcast helpful, please share it. If you have questions about this or any topic that you'd like to understand more deeply, to help you take responsibility for your own happiness, to find growth and healing from what you have experienced, please go to betterthanbeforebetrayal.com and schedule a time to chat with me. I'd love to answer questions for you.